This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
And we're talking about MIT. One, the first thing we learn at MIT is around building, you got to have core values. And in most businesses, you go to B school and they say mission, vision, values, right? You got to have your mission, you got to have your vision, you got to have your values.
Yep.
And then you go and people do that and it becomes what I call cultural ruin. Something that you visit once a year and people kind of look at it, it's on a piece of paper, maybe they post it on a wall somewhere and that's the end of that. What they don't do is they don't make it the language of the organization. And for us, I believe that
I like
if you want to see change, and I think that this goes from everything from politics to nations to nonprofits to the Cub Scouts to a great company, that great companies share great values and they promote them and they make them easy for people to remember and they support them and it becomes the oxygen in the air of the organization. And if you can do that and use that as a filter for hiring, and use that as a lens for decision-making in the organization, that it becomes, like I said, this DNA that kind of floats around. And people just end up using those words. And their words become their decisions. And their decisions become their actions. And their actions become the results of the organization. And so for me, that's really what the book's all about. It's called The Core Value Equation. And it's a leadership framework. It's something that we've used at TMS. It's why we've received a lot of the awards we've received is we've done, in my opinion, built an amazing core value-driven organization. And we continue to lead with that. And that's really how we believe is the best practice for if you want to create sustainable change from a leadership perspective. It starts with the values, and you got to make that come to life.
I love that. Core values are so critical. What's the name of the book again you're going to be?
It's called The Core Value Equation. I'm final edit this week. I'm giving it to the publisher this week. So.
Yeah. Good. When will that be released? I want to get a copy of that. I definitely want.
Oh man,
I'm going to ask you for a signed copy.
Yeah. No, it'll be my pleasure, David. I'll hand deliver it to you while I'm a beer. I'm guessing the publishing process is like about 120 days from locking the manuscript. So probably like around December, or January.
So good. I mean, we need that. We're really in a. You know, we talk about leadership. We talk about, you know, what a company's core values are. And it's just, like you said, they're out there posted on some frame, if they're even framed. I talked about they just get visited once a year, and it's so important to build a company around that. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, the Warehouse Lending Division of United Bank, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, which is a great training platform, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Have a great week, and be sure to come back next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.